Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Hurricane Hotline, everybody. As we continue on, we are coming to you from Charleston, South Carolina. And tomorrow at 11:30, we'll be on the air. 12 o'clock tip-off, Miami and Drake here on WQAM. And joining us now, of course, University of Miami head coach Jim Larrañaga. And here we are, coach, in Charleston. And this is a really good field, this tournament. Good field. You're going to open up with Drake. Obviously, a goal to win the tournament. But what do you want to see from your team this weekend? What do you want to find out?
Well, first of all, Drake is a terrific team. They're picked to win the Missouri Valley Conference, which, interestingly enough, they do not have football in the Missouri Valley. Mm-hmm. So all those teams, their programs are all predicated on the basketball program. Drake has been winning that league. They've got a terrific team. They've got a new coach who brought his players from his previous school to Drake. So they're very, very experienced. Drake is very different than the teams that we've played so far. The first three teams we played, first of all, were at home at the Watsco Center. Second, they were all athletic and very, very fast. Drake, on the other hand, is a very highly disciplined, highly organized, extremely well coached. They play an extremely slow tempo. They hang on to the ball a good bit of the time on offense, and they pack it in on defense. Kind of like a Virginia team. So we understand what they're trying to do. We've got to be patient enough for our defense to be successful. I told the players today, multiple efforts. Yeah. If you stop one ball screen, okay, that's great, but there's going to be a second ball screen coming and a third, maybe a fourth in the same possession. So you've got to stick with your defense for the whole 30-second shot clock.
Drake is a fascinating story, as you mentioned. Everything, all the assets in that conference go into basketball. Their head coach has won several championships at the Division II level. They brought players with him to this level, and I guess the point being is that you mentioned a very specific style, but in his transition, he's going to have continuity.
Exactly. You know, when you look at the backcourt of Jackson and Sturts, they really know how to play together. They've been together a long time. They have a fantastic shooter in Mascari. He's a terrific shooter. These guys know how to play. Abreu is a 6'8", stretch four man. He does a lot of ball screening. He ghosts the screen, slips the screen. He really challenges your defense to figure out, are you going to play, are you going to switch? Are you going to go one remove? Are you going to, you know, try to stick with him? So it's a real challenge for our defense because we haven't faced anything like this in our first three games.
It's a thinking man's game from your side.
It's like a chess match. Yeah. And you got to be thinking well ahead. Your players have to be visualizing the possibilities and how to read the defense, how to read the offense. On the other hand, they're going to have to guard us. Right. They're going to pack it in. We're a good three-point shooting team. But even though they pack it in, they really pressure the three-point shooters. They really want you to shoot mid-range shots. So we can't, they force a lot of turnovers. So we can't turn the ball over. We haven't done that in the first three games. We're going to have to shoot well from both two-point range and three-point range. And we're going to have to share the ball. We can't be impatient because their defense relies on that.
You look at your numbers and first three games, you have shot the ball well, in particular in three-point range, being able to spread it out. Are you happy with the way the ball has moved?
Yeah, we're averaging like over 90 points a game. The thing is, we're playing a team that's going to average probably 60 this season. So the give and take of who's going to control the tempo, it's harder to speed someone up because we're not a pressing team. We're not going to be out there gambling and stretching our defense out. We function better when the opponent likes to run as well. So this is a challenge for us. The tournament has a great field, as you mentioned. FAU is in this. They are on a roll these last two or three seasons. Oklahoma State from the Big 12, got Seton Hall from the Big East, got Vanderbilt from the SEC. Got a lot of good teams that we might end up matching up with.
Yeah, note to our listeners, Miami will play tomorrow either Oklahoma State or FAU. I wanted to explore this with you from a coaching perspective. Their head coach coming from the Division II level has won a lot of championships, and I know he doesn't play the same style as Jim Crutchfield at Nova, but are there similarities in that they run their style? This style is slow. Crutchfield's style is fast, right?
And that's exactly the case. When a coach has coached a long time and has been able to build a system that he's very, very comfortable in coaching, whether you're playing fast like Jim Crutchfield does at Nova Southeastern, or Drake, who they like to play conservatively, but the players have to be comfortable in that style. At Drake, you can't have guys who want to run and gun and try to slow them down. They just don't like it. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you have guys who run and gun, they need to go to Nova Southeastern because they run and gun with the best of them.
Sorry about your team a little bit more. You made Nigel the captain this year, and I think he really is embracing that, talking with him. I think he enjoys the challenge of figuring out what a leader is to be.
Well, I think he's been our leader. You know, in his junior year, he got hurt, and it makes it very, very difficult on a player to try to lead when they're not in the rotation. You know, he started out the season great, then got hurt his knee. Then he came back. He was a little bit out of shape. He had to get back in sync with his teammates. Then he got hurt again. And, you know, that in and out, that roller coaster that he was on last year, just doesn't work very well for a player. He's been healthy from July right up till this point in the season. Hopefully he'll continue to play well. He'll always be a great leader for us.
They put some kind of hydraulic pistons in his legs because he had a slam dunk the other day. He missed the slam dunk, but he hit the rim pretty hard.
No, I think he would have got that. There was a little bit of contact that threw him off a little bit. So, but he's a great kid. He's a tremendous shooter. He's working very, very hard defensively. I think that's a part of his game he's really improved.
You have all these new players. What has this been like for you? Coming into the season now, actually getting a chance. You put the team together, now coaching them. They're new players, and you have a very specific way of what you want your players not only how to play, but act, and all of those things.
Well, when you have 10 new guys, which we have this year, you have guys who have to learn their teammates. You know, Sun Tzu wrote a book called The Art of War. And in The Art of War, he said you need to know yourself and then you need to know the enemy. Well, right now, all these new guys are getting to know themselves. We've only played 3 games, so it's still going to take a while for them to know how well we can function as a team. But you also have to know the enemy, know what they do, because every game is different. And when you have so many new players, I'm still trying to figure out what our rotation should be. Should we be a 7-man rotation, an 8-man, a 10-man? I mean, how many guys can you really play and keep everybody engaged? The deepest team we've ever had was back in 2012-13, and we went 9 deep. So I like to think that we could go 9 or 10 deep this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you decide that? How do you have this, it's not almost an ensemble cast, so how will you get to that conclusion?
Yeah, I keep talking to my coaches about it, watching film, watching our practices, evaluating after every practice, see who's playing well. Sometimes you'll find that a guy might be in the rotation and he'll play himself out. because he loses focus, he gets injured or what have you. So we'll just keep, you know, grinding and finding hopefully the right answer for whatever our opponent is challenging us with.
Do I guess sometimes players make the decision for you, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Joe. That the way a guy plays, I've talked to all of our players over and over again. We're a good offensive team, but if you don't defend and you don't rebound, you're probably not going to play. Our leading rebounders, Brandon Johnson, Lynn Kidd, Matthew Cleveland, Paul Jobet, those guys are in the rotation not only because of their offense, but because they rebound.
Well, Paul Jobet, probably one of the more interesting stories, maybe the listeners don't know, but guys want to get on the floor. He figured it out. Oh, coach, you told me to rebound, so that's the thing. I'm going to go do a rebound and be the hardest working player on the floor.
I think that's correct, that he really is working hard to do what I'm asking him to do. And the two things, one, the defense, two, the rebounding, and then the third thing is share the ball. There was a time in practice that I just had to keep reminding him he was taking difficult shots instead of throwing it to the open man. Now he's been a little bit more consistent in finding the open man, and that's helped him and us.
We're early in the college basketball season. Teams do have older players now, I think. Have you noticed anything in terms of the quality of play? Do you think quality of play is going to be even better, or is it going to be a work in progress for everybody?
You know, that's a good question. I hadn't thought about that, but normally older players play better together. So I would hope and think that college basketball will see some real quality basketball, even at the start of the season.
Because you would think that there was a time where it was so young, right? Everybody needed freshmen because everybody was leaving early, that maybe the quality of play regressed. I was wondering if it's going to be pushed forward.
Yeah, you know, I think some players who are bypassing the NBA to stay in college because the money is there.
Right.
Even more money than they'd get paid if they were playing in the NBA or in the G League.
Right.
So, you know, there's some interesting dynamics happening in college athletics. I think we've benefited from the transfer portal. First we had Jordan Miller and Charlie Moore, two great players for us. Then we got Norshad Omir and Nigel Pack, two great players, led us to the Final Four. Now we've got a handful of new guys, and we'll see how they do this season.
All right, tomorrow is Drake. The last thing about Drake is 2 years ago, obviously played them in the NCAA tournament, and that was a real wrangle fest, but it was the start of a great month, so maybe this will be the start of a great year.
Hopefully, Joe. That Drake game, I hope we play really well tomorrow, because I know they're extremely, not only well-coached, but a well-oiled machine.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. We'll talk tomorrow in the pregame, and the best of luck.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Jim Larrañaga. Stay tuned. We'll continue with more of the Hurricane Hotline. Joe Rose is coming up with Danny Rabinowitz right here on WQAM. But first, let me say this. There is no transfer portal at Williamson Cadillac, because at Williamson Cadillac, once you are in their family, you're always in their family. And the reason why is because they treat you so well. They treat you with great customer service. So when you enter Williamson Cadillac and you buy a Cadillac from Williamson Cadillac or lease one from Williamson Cadillac, you'll never transfer away from Williamson, because their customer service is world class. When you purchase a new Cadillac from Williamson Cadillac, and new vehicles are arriving every single day, like the CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, the new all-electric Lyriq. I'm driving the XT4. It's a beautiful drive. XT4, it's a driver pleaser. It's always ready to tackle any task, whether you're going grocery shopping or daily commuting or getting ready to tailgate in the parking lot after a game. The XT4 is always going to meet a wide array of needs and desires. Williamson Cadillac. If you want the best in customer service, go to Williamson Cadillac. Ed Williamson, his lovely wife, Carol. Jermaine Chambers, former University of Miami wide receiver. He'll get you set up. Jeff Rogers, the general manager, you cannot go wrong with his leadership. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and experience a new Cadillac from your luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.